So what we're some of these topics are kind of blending together throughout the day, and so we're going to try to kind of give a more of a practical approach to a topic that of appraisal specifically, and kind of some not war stories, but you know, some kind of tips from the trenches, as it were.
I'm Shannon Lloyd, and I'm going to try to stay practical as well, but I have to give you all this caveat. I hate appraisal, and you'll hear all the reasons why as we speak today. And so just wanted to let everybody know that I'm very biased.
So appraisal provisions are commonplace, I would say ubiquitous, and that's been something that the Supreme Court has observed, that, you know, the cases cited in this seminal State Farm Lloyds versus Johnson dated back to, like, I don't know, maybe 1890 or so. And so they've been around for a while. As the court observed, they are just uniformly included. We're talking today about property policies, but they're also going to be in your typical auto policy. But it's a very common mechanism to resolve disputes over the amount of loss or damage on a first-party claim.
One thing I'd add to that is it was very interesting. First of all, for all you in the room that say, I don't deal with appraisal, you need to pay attention, because I would assume every one of you is a policyholder. And so what happens with appraisal is going to affect you personally, whether it's your home, whether it's the building that you own, or what have you. But what's interesting about Johnson is Johnson also talked about how great appraisal must be, because up until 2009, there was hardly any case law on it.